Hundreds of illegal migrants disappear into Britain after absconding from taxpayer-funded hotels. By Kurt Zindelka on August 9, 2021. Preeti Patel's Home Office has lost track of hundreds of illegal boat migrants after they absconded from taxpayer-funded hotels throughout Britain. Amid record numbers of illegal aliens pouring across the English Channel in boats setting off from the beaches of France, the British Home Office has been putting the migrants up in hotels dotted across the country. It is estimated that as many as 10,000 hotel beds are occupied by illegal aliens, all at the expense of the British taxpayer, with many hotels block-booked by the government. The Mail on Sunday reported that government sources are aware of hundreds of illegal migrants fleeing from their free hotel accommodation while their asylum claims are processed, escaping into the country. There is growing consternation across government about how many are coming here, and where they all are going. Nerves are fraying on this, a government source told the paper. Though the scale of illegal boat migration has ramped up considerably over the past year, the Home Office losing track of migrants is not a new phenomenon. In December, Breitbart London reported that the Home Office had lost track of over 37,000 migrants who either fled from detention centres or skipped bail over the past three decades. A report from the National Audit Office last year revealed that the government does not have a clear picture of the total number of illegal aliens residing in the country, with estimates claiming that as many as 1.2 million illegals may be loose in the country. In response to the report, Meg Hillier of the Public Accounts Committee, PAC, said at the time, "The Home Office has no idea how many people are in the country illegally and doesn't seem interested in finding out." Aside from the enormous cost to the British taxpayer, the migrant hotel scheme has turned violent on occasions. In June of last year, a Sudanese migrant went on a stabbing spree in the Glasgow hotel in which he was being housed. In the attack, Badreddin Abdullah Adam stabbed six people, including a police officer, David White, who was critically injured. The migrant had reportedly complained about his free accommodation, and it was claimed that migrants at the hotel were unhappy that their free hot meals were often comprised of spaghetti or macaroni and cheese and were not culturally appropriate for them. If an asylum seeker person absconds before a decision is made on their claim, or if they fail to comply with our processes, their asylum claim can be withdrawn, a Home Office spokesman offered weekly. "We have a dedicated national absconder tracing team working with the police, other government agencies and commercial companies to track down and bring absconders back into contact with the Home Office," they claimed. The spokesman added that the asylum system is being exploited by criminal gangs who facilitate dangerous, unnecessary and illegal small boat crossings, a stock account of the Channel crisis the Home Office has been repeating for years now, without stopping it from getting progressively worse. "Newly arrived migrants at hotels are treated as they would be at other facilities, and are expected to comply with COVID regulations, including a 10-day self-isolation period. There is 24/7 security at all hotels," they concluded, as if measures already in place are adequate and the aforementioned abscondings and violent incidents were not happening despite them. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.